Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of this live Sunday edition, the first episode from the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, at which we have had the pleasure of broadcasting for something around so multiple years since 2007. What is that? 8 years? Something like that. Let me unmute you, Mark. Try now.
That's many.
Yes, many, many, many years at this point. It's been great. It's been here. We've been here the whole time to see this event grow and see all kinds of new faces show up. Earlier tonight, we had folks raise their hand as far as who is brand new to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and almost everyone in the studio raised their hand. Now, I see faces that look familiar in this audience. I'm going to ask the same question dramatically since 2 hours ago. Who's brand new? First year Porkfest. First year, okay, fewer. So last time it was like 90%. This time it looks like we're at about 30%. There's frequently at least half the room. If you're in a larger crowd, we don't have a huge crowd here tonight. It's the first night here of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In a larger room, at least half usually of people will be brand new to this event. There's always this new blood coming into Porkfest, and I think people get so excited they want to go home and pack right away and at least start planning their move to New Hampshire, because there is no better option. By the way, Damo Freeman joining us here in our third hour from Coplock.com. Hey, Damo.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. This is my seventh year at Porkfest. And,
awesome.
So definitely not the first timer, but I thought there was a lot more people than even last year on
you
the first day, like
today,
setting up. Yeah,
you're saying there's more people here than last year?
Yeah, it seemed like it. At least maybe it was because of the, you know, the clutter and setting up or something like that, but it definitely seemed, what is this, the third year that they've done the whole week or fourth?
I don't know. It seems like it's been a few years that they've
been
doing this.
It's got to be on three or four.
Yeah.
But I remember last year didn't feel like, you know, until Wednesday, maybe Thursday morning when everyone was here. And I think it's going to be sooner than that.
Yeah, I remember feeling like it was pretty busy last year on Monday night. And this isn't hustling, I would say, at this point, or bustling out there. But it's certainly, you know, there's no shortage of people. There are probably a few hundred people here already, I would guess.
And it's not too late to make the trip. It's
now,
all week long.
Damo, you've made quite a trip to come up here. You have been traveling since you were last in New Hampshire. What have you been up to?
I've been up to a number of things, but essentially we've launched what's called the Coplock Network through coplock.org, and its idea is to A, create activity, and then, you know, B, a possible, you know, income stream that will allow us to further the message that badges don't grant extra rights. And so primarily we're trying to, you know, get folks more active, you know, not only at the site, but out inside of, you know, over 250 offshoots that have sprung up throughout the country, and just try to be like, you know, bringing back some of the call floods, the public pressure aspect, as well as the public education, you know, flyering, outreach, DVDs, et cetera. So,
and you're talking about keeping police accountable. That's the point of coplock.org. It's to encourage people to hold police officers accountable, right?
Exactly. I mean, we want to at least house the conversation, because, you know, not any one person at Coplock has the absolute answer. There probably isn't one, but, you know, there's over 11 consistent contributors there now. There is the submission tab where anybody can submit their story, you know, with a video, pictures, as much information as they can. Someone will help them work up that post and then get it pushed out to the, you know, over 2 million people that can be reached through Coplock social networks. So
now, speaking of different people having different ideas, the call floods you just mentioned, those did go on in the past, and they came, like, it seemed like they had, you know, the results were hit or miss. Like, sometimes the police would be really, really bad to somebody who, you know, was captured for whatever reason, and a call flood came in. And other times, it seemed like they were just couldn't get them out of the door quickly enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, some of that depends on the situation at hand, and other times maybe, you know, the individuals involved, meaning like what officers have decisions. I've been on both ends of that, where, you know, maybe I've gotten a little, you know, more aggressive treatment while in custody because of call floods that are going on. One time in Las Vegas, I was left in booking for nearly 22 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's known as like the fish tank, the, you know, not with a cell, you know,
yep,
the bunch of other
holding tank.
And then other times, like most recently in Zanesville, Ohio, A call flood resulted in a judge coming in on a Saturday morning to release me from jail. So
that was an amazing story, and there was a few things that went on in Zanesville. You made at least three videos. You made a series of three videos about Zanesville, Ohio. Why Zanesville? What brought you there in the first place?
Well, what originally brought me to Zanesville, Ohio was a chapter recently started up there, and I just so happened to be staying in Cleveland, Ohio, by Dio, the founder of Greater Cleveland Cop Block, and so we were looking to go out and just be active with other, you know, Ohio-based cop lock groups. And so they had just started. We thought it would be a good idea to go down there. Well, that first day kind of got rained out, but I had met this guy named Herb, who was later dubbed the most controversial cop blocker there is because he's very outspoken and some would deem aggressive with the police officers. But
he's not afraid to say what he's thinking.
That's right. He's not afraid to speak what's on his mind. But so I met him and stayed in touch, and one time while down there trying to help set up like a meetup and some outreach for the cop lock group that just started, Zanesville, Ohio Cop Lock, Herb was arrested for filming the police. Mm. And he was spent the night in jail, and his arraignment was in the morning. So I was already in town, and I went down there to film it like, you know, we normally do when people get arrested.
What was his charge? Because there isn't a filming the police charge.
Right. It was obstruction of justice and resisting arrest, the usual catch-alls.
Yep.
And when I was down there, I was interacting with a bailiff over the usual stuff about, like, wearing my hat and things like that. And it's a very small town, and this was a city courthouse. And so, like, when I didn't know where I was going, when I asked for directions, they're like, go through the metal detector and to the left. And when I got to that metal detector, there was no bailiff there. But when I got to the door to the court, he was coming out. And this guy reminds me of Tebow in Cheshire County.
One of the bailiffs, yeah.
Yeah. But, excuse me, he was really angry and, like, that I had walked through the checkpoint already. So, long story short, me and him get into it, and he brings me in front of the judge, who then tells me that Herb had been PR bond already, so I have no interest in being there anymore. And so I'm like, I'm out of here. See you later. He says if I come back into his court with my hat on, he'll give me 10 days in jail. And I said, great, I'll sue you like I did the other. And I swore at him. I said, mother effer. And he drugged me back into court and said, did you just call me a mother effer?
Wait, you said that to the bailiff or the judge?
I said it to the judge. The judge said that he would throw me in jail for 10 days for wearing a hat.
Yep.
And then just, you know, blowing smoke at him, I said, because I've never sued a judge for wearing a hat, but I just told him, like, great, if you do it, I'll sue you like I did the last guy, just to, like, get him to cool off.
You were BSing
him. Yeah, I was BSing him. Like, they're government agents. I don't care what they think. And so he's like, did you just call me a mother effer? I'm like, no, I called the last guy that locked me up for wearing a hat a mother effer.
Who happens to be wearing the same black muumuu you are.
Right, right. I was like, but if you do it, you'd be one too. And he's like, 10 days in contempt. And so then there was a call flood, and that was a Friday morning. And Saturday morning at 9 a.m., he came into the jail, or he had the guards come get me and bring me to his office.
This seems unusual. I mean, Zanesville, Ohio is a relatively small town, correct?
Yes.
They probably don't have
10 or 12,000 people.
Right, they probably don't have Saturday court typically in Zanesville.
Nope, nobody else is down there, just me and the judge.
And a bailiff?
There was a cop and a bailiff that was that brought me down there.
Judge calls you out at 9 a.m. on Saturday. It's been how many days you've been in jail?
Barely 24 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then he basically tells me that he wanted to speak with the guy who seemed irate in his courtroom yesterday, but when he got home yesterday, there were several messages left on his voicemail by a number of individuals, and he said, well,
they found his home number?
That's right. And
nice.
So he said, as well as they had problems at the courthouse that day with their phone systems.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it was intriguing to him that there were messages on his answering machine. And I don't know exactly if he meant that exactly or if he was, like, creepy or whatever. But he said it prompted him to Google me. And he spent the evening watching my Massachusetts wiretapping case.
We won.
And he said that I was, you know, very articulate and that we seemed very reasonable.
Really, you don't look like you can talk, right?
Right.
Yeah. You got them tattoos.
Right,
and stuff.
Right. And so long hair. And so, yeah, he's like, so what happened yesterday? And I just told him how his bailiff met me with a high level of intensity. And so I responded with the same and that I, you know, agreed that, you know, my anger wasn't towards him. It was actually with the other guy and that he, you know, didn't see this interaction. And so he basically said he respected what I was doing and that I was willing to, you know, stand up for what I believe in, basically. And that's when I joke with him, so like, then let me go. And he's like, well, I'm going to. And he wanted to talk for a little while longer. But when he walked me out of the office, I'm in handcuffs and shackles.
So weird.
Yeah. So one of them was a cop and one of them was the bailiff.
Yep.
And so like the cops really didn't like me because they had to deal with the phone problems all night.
Hold that thought. I want you to finish the story up. You can stick with us here. Adema Freeman with us from copblock.org. We'll continue here in moments as we are live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2015. More on the way.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. but must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're
We're back now with more Free Talk Live here, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2015 edition. All kinds of great people here, many faces with which we are familiar and others who are brand new to Pork Fest. It happens yearly. It's a week of sort of just being out of this world experience, because there's really nothing like Pork Fest out there on the globe. I mean, it is an intentional community of liberty-minded people who come together to have fun in the woods for a week. There are people who are selling wares. Damo Freeman's here from coplock.org, and you were just telling me that Coplock has some brand new shirts, including long sleeve shirts. You guys have probably some hoodies, I would imagine.
That's right, yeah. The hoodies, we have a few new designs. The Am I Free to Go came back with a better, brighter, bigger design.
Nice.
We added Film the Police, and yeah, coplock.org/store. Check it out.
So you don't have to be here to buy the gear.
You don't necessarily have to be here, but just in the end of Agoura Valley, I believe, is where the Coplock gear is set up with Classy Glass.
Who are they going to meet if listeners are at Porkfest and they come to the Coplock booth? Which Coplockers are going to be man in the booth?
Well, I'll be there at times, and Dio from Greater Cleveland Coplock will be there as well, and he was also man in the booth last year, so some folks who are returning for their second year will get to say hi to Dio.
Maybe familiar with Dio from his efforts on Coplock Radio.
That's right, with him and Derek J. every Wednesday night at 10 p.m.
That's right, 10 p.m. Eastern on LRN.fm, and they've been doing that now for quite a while. In fact, they're going to be doing it live from
this
here
Wednesday, yep.
At the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So, Daniel, you were telling us what happened in Zanesville, Ohio. I want to continue that story here in a moment, but I also want to let you know where to go and get Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. You can go and get it. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Get it through ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency. You can get it with a money order or check. They're a licensed money services business. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can help yourself to pretty much as many Bitcoin as you want to get over at ExpressCoin.com. Plus, they've got a smartphone app. You can use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all by using ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL. So what you were telling us about, and I remember when this went down, I was one of the folks who made the call to try to get you out sooner rather than later when a judge put you in jail because you said the F word, basically.
That's right.
In his court. He then calls you into court less than 24
his
hours
office,
later.
His personal office.
You were in chambers.
Yeah, in his chambers.
Wow.
Yeah, it was surreal. Yeah, he gives me, we have a little back and forth. He explains how he watched our wiretapping video from Massachusetts.
He said he spent the whole evening researching you.
Well, yeah, or watching that video. Like, I don't know when he got home or exact time frame, if he was up to like 4 in the morning or
it's
something.
It's an interesting claim, though.
You know,
I mean, and
I don't know, for like 10 p.m. might be late for a judge to say. He's like, I stayed up all night.
It's certainly something I didn't see coming, right? Like, if people are going to, the call flood is where supporters of coplock.org would get a phone number, perhaps, of the jail or the courthouse or the police station or all of the above, and then call these places.
Right, apply public pressure in.
And say, hey, let my friend out of jail, please.
Right. And this is one of the best circumstances where you can highlight the effectiveness of this, and it can be very effective because on a contempt charge, the judge has sole discretion on when to
That's
release
true.
You. You know, sometimes when you know you're calling the police stations, the call flood's intention wouldn't maybe be to release the person, but to hold the officers accountable or something like that. So
it was a really interesting turn, though, because I mean, had he just wanted to quietly get rid of you, he could have just had you released,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, and they could have said, "Well, looks like you're out early, kid," and
right.
then cut you loose, and that would have been the end of it. But he specifically wanted to talk to you to show you some level of appreciation, which was just such a bizarre thing.
Right.
So
and at the time,
he tried to talk you out of it. Hey, look, son,
you might want to stay.
You could no. I mean, not leaving jail. No. I mean, just sort of your life choices, right? Like, your life choice is to be the founder of Coplock, but you could at any point decide to go and do some other kind of work that he might consider more productive. At any point did the judge say, look, son, you need to really, you're a smart kid. You really need to reconsider what you're
you
doing.
You should become a judge.
And
put this to good use, like me.
You'd make a good bailiff.
No, in fact, it was quite the opposite. He would say how he supported it, and he believed that you should film the police. And, you know, as I mentioned, the guy there, I said, well, he was arrested for filming the police, and you're letting me go, how we just drop his charges too? And he's like, I will if that's what it is.
Mm.
And so I was thinking the same thing I believe you are, Ian, and that is that he was sympathetic and actually like interested in that maybe I could, like, I wasn't going to make this guy liberty oriented or an anarchist
right.
in that brief sitting, but maybe I could plant a seed. Maybe he was letting me, you know, get enough in there that he would, you know, come to his own logical conclusion. Yet, afterwards, with Herb's case, like, the judge actually called Herb and said, I'm going to get you, and sweared at him and hung up on him. And I was actually in the car, and I
he
was...
Wait, hold on. The judge calls Herb on Herb's cell phone?
Yes, while I was with him to print out... I'm telling you, so I've come to the conclusion that I believe the guy just gave me lip service.
Wow.
You know, Herb, you know, like, sometimes when you get arrested by an officer, like, they might, I've been... arrested and have an open case with an officer, and when I'm pulled over or interacting with that officer, they normally wait for another officer to arrive and, like, let them cut you the ticket and, like, kind of stay out of your hair. Herb, just yesterday, in a blog post that'll come out tomorrow at coplock.org, was given a disorderly conduct ticket for flipping off a Zanesville police officer. And
is this, you know, recently?
This was 2 days ago.
Apparently, okay? They don't read the news.
So my point is that, like, I thought that, hey, the call flood was effective, and it should be done, but I thought, like, maybe it was effective as well as, like, implanting a seed in their mind as well as my conversation. Yet it seems like it was more lip service that
why bother?
They didn't want to arrest me, but they're still trying to harass her.
But why bother? Why would this judge, I mean, look, I'm with you. It makes sense that it's lip service, but what's the motivation then in that case to blow smoke up your butt? I mean, why does he care?
I was under this, I said the same thing. I said, why would he even do this with the phone call? If I wasn't in the car with her when he got it, I wouldn't believe it myself.
Huh.
You know what I mean? But the only thing, the only thing I could say is that maybe it was somebody else calling, because I don't know the judge's voice as well as Herb maybe does.
You think Herb's putting you on? Like,
no, he says that was Herb. I don't think Herb's an honest man. You know what I mean?
People not think he's an honest man.
No. He is one. I don't think that he would make the claim that, like, if he knew it wasn't him. He believes it's the judge.
Got it.
You know, and he's had a lot of interactions in that courtroom. He's lived there his whole life. He's 50 years old.
So he believes it's the judge, but it could have been someone...
It could have been maybe a
masquerading as
the
judge.
It could have been. But
I mean, that's so unbelievable that a judge would sort of cross that
even
threshold.
Even taking that out, there's still, like, this cop drives by his house, honks his horn, gives Herb the birds. Like, you would think that normally they would just back off. And, like, they did that to me, you know, like I drove around that town for a week and a half with a burnt-out headlight because I was trying to get pulled over anywhere in the state of Ohio with a burnt-out headlight because I had the replacement bulb in my car, and so when the cop was going to tell me how concerned he is for my safety, I was going to let him fix it for me.
Aren't you still doing that? Aren't you still driving with a burnout headlight?
Not right now. No, I finally did. Like, the longer I went, the more it was actually dangerous, right? And I'm not like against changing my light bulb, right? Like, the other one could go out too, and then I'm going to be like, I guess I had a reserve, so I could have just jumped out and changed it. But
still, though, that's bad.
Yeah. I don't really want to drive around with, like, less light at night.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, but I did want to do that video, but I never got the opportunity because I won't be pulled over.
So concerned, officer. Well, here's the bulb. You can change
it
now.
Thank you.
I made a note. You were going to tell us what happened when you walked out after your release.
Exactly. So when the judge told me that he is suspending the rest of my sentence, the cop whips his head up, and he's like, excuse me. And he's like, he's free to go, and clearly upset about that. So I put my handcuffs up to him, like, hey, you know, unlock these. Like, no need. I'm free to go.
He's on it, bailiff.
He says, no, you can walk back in those. And I'm like, but I'm free to go, you know? Like,
walk back where?
So he, like, walked back up to the... I had to go all the way back up to the third floor, and, like, they make you pick up your stuff, right? And, like, I was discussing this with some friends last night. I should have, like, been like, no, I'm not cleaning it up.
Do you want to stay or do you want to go?
I'll stay.
All right. Damo Freeman with us here. Going to stick with us for another segment as we are live on this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, the very first of 7 nights here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in Rogers Campground. Beautiful location. Wonderful people. We'll continue here in moments at 855, 453. Maybe you've got a question.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. But good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. First one of seven from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest.com is where you can go to learn more about this wonderful yearly event put on by the Free State Project. Of course, the Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. In my opinion, there are a lot of opportunities out there for more freedom. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is like a showcase of what it could be like to actually live among hundreds of people, in this case maybe what might be over 1,500 people, this week, people who love liberty, people who understand what freedom is really all about, people like Ademo Freeman, who is on our third microphone right now. We're going to get back into the discussion with Ademo, but first, Mark, not everything is about the Free State Project. There are other options in the world.
Well, Fort Gault will be here, actually, making
be
a presence.
Here?
Yep, representatives from Fort Gault. Luke
okay.
will be here representing Fort Gault, talking about what their plan is, which is to build a community down in Chile of liberty-minded people who are, you know, entrepreneurs, freelancers, young professionals, self-starters, these kind of folks, mm-hmm. who they're building a they're actually Bensonwood. They're having Bensonwood, which is a big-name architectural firm, build a condominium complex. But it's really just a few buildings clustered together, and your units are very small. So it's just a bed and, say, a desk. The smallest one is $10,000. You don't need to have the money all up front or anything like that. And the idea is to, you know, for people who want to get outside of the United States or have a bug out area. As a matter of fact, you can buy one of these units and then rent it out to people who come to visit. And so you may actually be able to turn this into an investment.
Cool.
It's worth
for anyone who's mildly interested in the ideas of liberty, living outside the United States, you know, investment properties, these kind of things, to go look at Fort Galt's webpage. They have a great video, a great webpage, website generally. Go check it out, fortgalt.com. It's spelled like John Galt, FORTGALT.com.
Damo Freeman is with us here from copblock.org, and, of course, the website and the Facebook page, more popular than it's ever been. You guys keep growing over there, and that's because you have a message that is really on point for the times, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, it's simple. It's something that most everybody would agree with, except maybe your traditional cop sucker, and that's badges don't grant extra rights. And it's pretty simple. You know, a shiny piece of metal on your chest while you wear a costume and, you know, make these egregious claims to, like, protect and serve and, like, defend the innocent and the thin blue line between chaos, like, that doesn't make you any better than anybody else. It doesn't give you any more rights or any more powers, and it doesn't, like, you know, negate the wrongdoings that you do. And so, you know, we advocate filming the police, knowing your rights, and having this open conversation. It could be at coplock.org, it could be at one of the many offshoots, or it could be at even something else that comes up. There's even an ally site you can check out.
We're told this is a democracy. Even if you believe it's a republic, you still believe it's a representative republic, and that you know, we the people are supposed to be the government. If that's the case, and I'm I've been disabused of that notion for some time. But if that is the case, then the people need to have information about the people who are doing the street level executive work, and that's what the police are. They're part of the executive branch, the street level executive work. People need to have information about what they're doing, and how are you going to get that without somebody out there video?
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, CopLock is a great resource for a number of things. You want, like, tips on gear or filming the police or connecting with other cop blockers in your area, starting a group. All that information's there. There's also a diversity of people who have other ideas and tactics. But, you know, myself is, like, you know, it's do I want to film the police? Yes. Like, obviously, I think that's effective and something, but what am I really doing? And I'm trying to replace the information you get about these things. The mainstream media and stuff, you know, oh, it's an internal investigation, great, it's okay, pack it up, go home. They don't ask you, you know, like, hey, this person should be held accountable, you know, and, like, here's some numbers, here's a call flow, let's take some actions. You
sure.
Go a step further. And so
that's what makes it change.
It's a change in how people, what information people are getting. And not only that, can you get information, but if you get certain information that it makes you so inclined to act a certain way, you know, here are some suggestions, here are some more tips, and here are how other people are doing it, really get accountability.
Now, CopBlock is a decentralized network. There are obviously certain people who are in charge of the website, but generally you can start your own CopBlock group, a local group, fairly easily,
yeah, not,
right?
Not generally. You absolutely can. I mean, CopBlock, the idea that badges don't grant your rights, decentralized, there's, like, no copyrights, no trademarks on any logos. You don't have to fill out an application to, like, you know, start up your own group. It's,
so if somebody decided they wanted to make their own CopBlock T-shirt, walk around Porkfest and sell it, you guys wouldn't be upset about it.
I'd be really happy because, you know, in any Google search, I think I'm going to get the result. And so that works for me.
I've noticed groups on Facebook called, like, Filming the Police, and they have very similar sort of logos and those sort of things to the CopBlock. I've just kind of wondered, are they affiliated? What is this, these other organizations? What are they?
That's the decentralized aspect. I mean, like, there's a coplock.org/group page, and, you know, people who submit that through the contact page can make it to that page, but what are they would have to be answered by each one of them. And, you know, some of them are just a Facebook page that maybe repost other third-party sites, or there are some, like Ohio CopBlock, that not only has social networks, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, but they also have a website. And so, like, they do, you know, maybe on a smaller scale only because Ohio is a smaller scale, the same thing that CopBlock.org does. You know, they highlight police stories and abuses and the things that their individuals and or chapters as a whole are doing. And so it varies from group to group. You know, there have been some, you know, a Colorado CopBlocker was, you know, arrested for, you know, threatening Facebook posts to the FBI. And, like, maybe it's not something I would think as effective or doing whatever, but, you know, that was his group. And it doesn't really reflect on CopBlock that the idea is badges don't grant extra rights.
Mm-hmm.
It reflects on, you know, what that individual, Stephen McCaskill, was involved in.
So there was a conversation we had on Free Talk Live last night about police cameras, the body cameras that are actually attached to a police officer.
Right.
There's some level of controversy among the libertarian community about this. I mean, we had Virgil Viduva on from TruthVoice.com talking about his five reasons to oppose it.
And you know he's nothing but trouble.
But I think right. there are reasons to support it as well. And I'm wondering, you know, obviously each cop blocker is going to have their own opinion about this, but you know, how do you feel about the police cameras?
At the end of the day, I mean,
it's a mixed blessing, isn't it?
It is, and so I would say I'm indifferent to it, you know, because I would believe just like, you know, if I was like, you know, it's protection, right? And like, are other people responsible to protect you, or are you responsible to protect you? And I would feel that I am, and so, you know, I have my camera here with me today. Even when I don't have my large camera, I have my, you know, cell phone camera, and so I take those responsibilities myself. I'm not going to rely on an officer to have a body cam and an officer to
right.
have the, you know, common sense to release that or provide that footage, even in a timely, legal manner. And so I would take that precaution on myself. You've seen this example recently with the 17-year-old in Michigan.
The guy with the headphones in?
Nope.
No.
He was the guy who was questioning the officer. He flashed his headlights to warn about a cop.
Okay.
But the cop, or no, the cop had his brights on. He thought his lights were bright. So the 17-year-old flashed him to, like, turn your brights
hey,
off.
Yeah, sure.
The cop
That's
pulls
up.
Him over. He's like, what's your problem? The cop,
wow. Yeah.
And he's like, give me your ID.
How dare you flash your lights at
and
me,
the kid,
you
the, right.
little citizen?
The kid merely exercises rights. I don't have to do this because this isn't illegal and you're harassing me. And the cop ends up tasing him and pulling him out of the car. And then
right.
you don't see but because the kid drops his camera, but the cop ends up shooting him, presumably in the back. And so there you saw that the kid had a camera and the body cam. You know, of course, this ended in a death, so the police had both. But you can't always rely on them to be released with such, you know, transparency. But and then this was only after some time. So
what happened with the cop? Anything at this point?
Yeah, maybe it goes to a grand jury. You know, it's in that process.
Yeah.
But still. So I don't rely. I'm indifferent to it. Like I understand that. Like it's probably wasteful spending. It probably even makes body cams more expensive because now like the cops are going to have these $1,200 cameras that like nobody else can get, and like industry will be it will be tailored to them, and so there could be negatives about it. We all know that the police don't produce information. You know, like, oh, my body camera was off, or there was a malfunction.
It happens.
It happens. Like, it does actually happen, but now it happens, like, you know, more
in very suspicious circumstances, so. For sure. I mean, I feel like, you know, there's ups and there's downs. I feel like there are certainly examples already where we've seen the cops' video has made a difference as far as the video that's gotten out being very, very outrageous, like the kid shot with the headphones in, for instance.
Right.
That was an example of a video that I don't know if another version exists except for the cops' version of that.
You're right. And so in those cases, it helps, right? How can you argue that without this video, we wouldn't have this?
Of course, you can also point out that nothing happened to that cop in that case. But nonetheless, the people got to see that because of that. So I feel like I reluctantly support it, although I do have the concerns about that. Ademo, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live from copblock.org, and have an awesome week this week.
Okay,
it's going to be a blast. More from Porkfest coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with Free Talk Live as we are putting the finishing touches on this edition of the program, the very first of seven nights live from Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's been a good day so far, just kind of getting everything set up. All the equipment is plugged in and mostly operational. Internet access is not quite as available as it will be. I think probably within the next 24 hours it's going to get better. There's somebody's got a 4G out in the campground that they're kind of serving out to people via Wi-Fi. You can pay actually in Bitcoin to get connected. That's what I did tonight. But unfortunately, the signal doesn't make it to our makeshift studios here in the so-called media room. But that's our problem, not yours. You can come out here, and then it'll be your problem. Come on out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But really, internet is the least of your concerns here because there's so many great people that you can meet at Porkfest.
Would you like to have an app where you can network with people, other app users, friends, and neighbors in your community that use the app that allows you, in an emergency, to identify the type of emergency you're having and tell people your location so that they can get as quickly as possible to you, in many cases more quickly than emergency services can, police and fire department and EMS, and be able to help you, and you be able to do the same thing. Would you like to have an app like that? Because that app has been partially created by Peacekeeper. Now, they created Peacekeeper 1.0, and they had some success with it, and they had some, they learned some things from it. They're now creating Peacekeeper 2.0, and they've started an Indiegogo campaign. If you'd like to see an app like that, you should get involved over at pk.freetalklive.com. Com. And there's, of course, benefits if you donate to their campaign and that sort of thing. They've got all that stuff. It's an Indiegogo campaign if you're familiar with them. If you're not, you should just go check it out and you'll get the idea relatively quickly. pk.freetalklive.com.
Things start slowly on the first day of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's where we are right now. It's where we'll be all week long here at Rogers Campground, the largest campground in all of New Hampshire, and just barely large enough now to sort of take care of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the yearly camping festival put on by the Free State Project. It starts slow on a Sunday. That's where we are right now. Tomorrow, it's going to kick off full bore. I mean, it's a full day of all kinds of various different activities. I can't possibly read them all to you, so I'm just going to sort of skip down the list. In the morning tomorrow, the morning show kicks off with Ernest Hancock and Declare Your Independence. He should be here.
Awesome.
Right. I haven't seen him yet, so hopefully he'll be here. At the very least, he'll be here by Tuesday. I don't know if he's going to be here live tomorrow or not, but I expect he might be. So we've got live radio shows in these very same studios throughout the week here this week. There's going to be a tour, actually, of the North Country tomorrow. That's where we are right now in New Hampshire. We're in what's called the North Country. It's sort of it's almost its own state. It feels like sometimes up here.
It's different.
It's separated from
2/3 of the people live in 1/3 of New Hampshire, the bottom.
The southern third.
So that means that 1/3 of the people live in 2/3 of the state, which is much more rural.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so pretty up here. There's going to be fitness classes, yoga all throughout the week, lots of things for you to do, ninja stress balls. I don't know what that means, but it's porcupine. I think that's for little kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what that is?
Porcupine. Yeah, it's not a drinking club.
I bet you can find a few of those around here, though.
Oh, yeah, they aren't on the schedule, though.
Yeah. The Porcupine Family Connection Meet and Greet. That sounds like something you and the family are going to want to be at tomorrow, Mark.
Oh, we're going to be there, yeah.
Yeah, because that's already where, the folks with the kids show up and, kids meet kids, and there's a playground here and there's a pool. So lots of stuff to for the kids to do. Tour of the Berlin area also. It's the sort of the city, if you will, in the northern part of New Hampshire. Berlin is sort of renowned for its failure as a city because there were a lot of logging jobs with a logging company that shut down several years ago, and that was a lot of the jobs in the town, and, well, nothing has really kind of taken its place since then. So there's been, I think they've been losing people in Berlin, and therefore the real estate is super cheap. So if you're looking if you're looking for sort of the Detroit of New Hampshire, Berlin.
It's really a selling technique there.
Yeah. And what I mean by that is that the housing is very, very affordable, like it is in Detroit. However, I expect that when you buy a house in Berlin, it's more likely to actually have the brass and the copper, the piping and things like that.
We will have that.
In there, so you're more likely to actually get a functional house for fairly cheap in Berlin. I can't tell you who lives in Berlin. We never hear any news about activism going on up in Berlin, but there must be an activist community up here. I know there is the North Country Porcupines, which are the Free State Project participants and other liberty lovers up this way. So there is a community up here. It's just I wish we knew more about what they do.
Well, there's. I wanted to tell people really quick about the Republic of the Indian Stream. This is up here in New Hampshire. There was at one point its own country because of some vagaries between the treaties during Treaty of 1812 and in that area. There was this little piece that was sort of left out between Canada and the United States. And
sort of like Liberland.
Yep, very similar to Liberland.
Okay.
And it was its own republic for a period of time.
And what happened to it?
Well, it got kind of reincorporated after another... they just wrote it back in. And
who wrote it in? Who owns it now? New Hampshire?
New Hampshire. The United States federal government wrote it back in, essentially.
But is it part of New Hampshire?
Yes.
Okay.
It is part of New Hampshire. It's just this little piece that was up there by Pittsfield. It's in the other side of the state from Berlin, which is not a very wide state up there.
Yeah.
So it's very thin. And it's just this little bit. And, now it was at one point its own country. Now it's not. And back then, you got to consider... The federal government wasn't very intrusive. If the people there were like, oh, well, I have to pay income tax or whatever, they'd been like, oh, no, we're our own country still. Leave us alone. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have an income tax back then. So essentially it didn't bother the individuals to be part of the United States again.
Jeffrey Tucker is going to be speaking tomorrow. We saw him roll in here tonight. I imagine we'll be able to rope him in for some Free Talk Live at some point. He's usually game for that. Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, which is, of course, Daryl Perry. He's our normal Friday night co-host. He's going to be hosting that throughout the week. That's what, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I believe. So you can, if you miss it one day, you can come, you know, 2 days later, and Daryl's going to be here producing his radio show. He'll also be recording his newscast in this very studio on a nightly basis, so don't miss that. Late tonight, the Freedom Fiends at 1 a.m. this morning, our very own Derek J. Freeman will be heading up that program, and of course that's always a fun one. It's late nights at Porkfest. More people than not are likely on something when they're in the studio during the Freedom Fiends. So it brings kind of a cool vibe to the program, which is already a pretty cool show. The toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, by the way, is 855-450-FREE. We might have enough time to sneak you in. I'm just kind of going down the list of stuff happening tomorrow. I can't tell you all of it. It would be just too exhausting to go through just one day. But something that I think is a really big speaker, and it's happening Monday. So you show up late in the week, you're going to miss Lenore Skenazy from Free Range Kids.
Yeah.
And
she'll be on Tuesday, too.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. But still, if you're Thursday or Friday, you're going to miss her. I don't know if she's going to be gone. I don't know if she's going to stay for the whole week.
I don't suspect.
I intend to ask, you don't suspect she's going to stay?
No, I don't. Okay. I mean, it'd be my guess.
Do you know her?
Speaking.
I mean,
I do not.
Okay. Really, you're just totally speaking then, right?
That's how speakers are.
Not all speakers are that way. Some people actually really like this event, and they don't just want to come up here, speak, and leave. They want to stay here as long as they possibly can. I intend to ask her about
speeches
that.
Speeches are clumped together, and she's a big deal. So yeah. Likely she had something to do.
Well, she's the
why.
World's worst mom.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard that.
That's that's her byline.
Yeah. So that's a big deal. I think she does awesome work over at the Free Range Kids blog, and I imagine she's going to be talking about that. In fact, the topic of her conversation tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. here at Porkfest is, how did we get so afraid for our kids? Meaning, you know, being your kid's proxy, you're afraid for them about all the bad things that could possibly befall them.
I remember just recently I read an article about the magazine, I think it was from the 70s certainly, about what your first grader should be able to do. This is the kid that's about the same age as Jack, six or seven, and they should be able to walk, I think it was walk, I don't know, five blocks by themselves or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Without, you know, and I can't imagine right now that people are doing that very often, letting their 6 or 7 year olds walk that distance by themselves. I think we've become just hypersensitive to the idea that, you know, the pederasts are hiding behind every fire hydrant waiting to jump out and get your kids, when kids are no more in danger now than they ever were.
There's going to be stuff to learn, a lot of it coming up here this week, tomorrow. All I'm talking about so far is what's happening tomorrow, and I've barely even really scratched the surface. There's fun stuff like board game night, a bachata dancing class, whatever that is. You'll have to go to find out, I guess.
I don't know, but it's probably Yuri putting on.
Yep, Yuri. Yuri's
that guy
awesome.
Can cut a rug.
He
it
loves
incredible.
To dance. If you want to learn how to dance, Yuri, I suspect he's doing a merengue class right before that, too. So
I don't know
dancing.
How he knows. I mean, wouldn't you get confused between merengues and waltzes? And whatever this Baccara is,
stuff.
I have no idea.
So great speakers, great topics, great discussions, great people. We're going to continue our show tomorrow night. More live from Porkfest. Then, in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and join us in real life at Porkfest 2015.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it.
Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.